Good morning. I'm Jake Rosenmeyer.
And I'm Drew McGill. You're listening to Bear Facts. Thanks for joining us for the latest news from Bishop Garrigan High School.
The big newsmakers this week are the Solid Gold Marching Band. Last weekend, the band won first place in both the parade and field competitions at Algona Band Day. The judges particularly complimented the Garrigan Band on their tone and musicianship, something that really set them apart from the other small division bands in competition. The Bears are hoping to repeat their success today as they compete at the State Marching Band Contest in Fort Dodge.
Mr. Kenford Jack directs the Solid Gold Marching Band, which this year is taking a trip back to the 70s with the music from the rock group Queen. Beth Brewster and Rachel Mulberry are the field commanders. Jeff Brewster and Rebecca Erdman are the other seniors in band. Juniors include Caleb Walker, Becky Jennings, Zach Zitridge, Anna Kolash, Alex Hamilton, Michael Hellman, Rod Kuhn, Nora Crandall, Jake Rosemeyer, and Drew McGill.
There are only four sophomores in band, Austin Sauls, Philip Dietrich, Samantha Cruz, and Jenny Brewster. The freshmen are the largest group, with Sean Vasky, Grace Style, Dustin Miller, Logan Coombe, Janet Kenyon, Matthew Fockler, Andrew Eden, Angelica Brosnan, and Hannah Boisley will join the rest of the band. Good luck at State Contest, band.
2 weeks from now, another group of musicians will be trying out for the highest honor high school music students can receive. They're auditioning for the All-State Choir. Juniors Sarah Matthews, Nora Crandall, Hannah Bodie, Becky Jennings, Anna Kolash, Kelsey Berkey, Alex Hamilton, and Michael Hellman, and freshmen Grace Style and Dustin Miller are auditioning for All-State. Good luck to them and the director, Linda Furjack.
Garrigan's faculty and staff have been working overtime lately, getting ready for a visitation by representatives from the Iowa Department of Education and the Sioux City Diocese. The evaluators will visit Garrigan together with Seton and St. John's grade schools early in November, and they will visit with students, parents, and community members, as well as staff. While Garrigan and Seton receive no state funding, they are required to maintain at least as high of standards as public schools do. The team will check to make sure things are as they should be and offer suggestions on how to make our school even better.
After a bit of a slow start, Garrigan's sports teams got back on the winning track at homecoming. The volleyball team really cranked it up to get back-to-back wins over conference rivals Clare and Gofield and Fort Dodge St. Ed's. And the football team followed up two tough losses with a big victory over Newell Fonda. Both teams have senior night home games this coming week. The cross-country team has also been running well, and they'll have their conference meet in Whittemore this Monday.
The State Fall HOSA Conference is this weekend. Garrigan students Trista Cantu, Jesse DeRoos, and Kelsey Bacher will be down in Des Moines for the event. HOSA is the Health Occupation Students of America, a group for people who plan careers in the health field. Jeannie Wonder is in charge of the local HOSA chapter.
Garrigan's website continues to grow and grow. Just during homecoming week, we added more than 100 new pages with pictures and all the fun events and activities. In addition to school activities, the site now also features parish information from St. Joe Bode and St. Michael's in Whittemore. Seniors Nick Furch and Joe Goetzer have worked on the site all throughout high school. Joining them this year are Tyler Lowrier, Mike Mergen, Eric Bowman, Jacob Burr, Joe Redding, Daniel Girlhaus, Brandon Schultz, Terrence Franklin, and Austin Sauls. You can check out the website at garrigan.unlimitedweb.net.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on our homecoming queen, Mackenzie Schindler. Here to tell you about her is Stephanie Kayeski.
Mackenzie Schindler is a Laverne native whose accomplishments include running in state track in the state track meet last spring. She's also a two-time letter winner in volleyball and basketball. Last weekend, she joined other Christian leadership students for the crop walk. Mackenzie works as a lifeguard at the Algona Aquatic Center. Next year, she plans to go to Iowa State, and she wants to be an optometrist. Congratulations to our homecoming queen, Mackenzie Schindler.
Thank you, Stephanie. On our Golden Bear calendar, there's State Marching Band Contest today in Fort Dodge. The Solid Gold Marching Band will be competing at 9:45, so there's just enough time to get down there and see them.
Tomorrow, there's CYO Volleyball in Lamar's. Then tomorrow night, our teacher, Steve Brosnan, and Principal Mike Stentz will be honored at the Bishop's Dinner for Education in Sioux City.
The IA test of educational development continue on Monday. Then Tuesday, there's the conference cross-country meet in Whittemore.
Wednesday, several juniors will take the PSAT, and many other students will help with an eighth grade day of reflection. Thursday, the volleyball team hosts Hampton Dumont for senior night.
Friday, it's senior night for football as the Bears host Southeast Webster. Then next Saturday, Quiz Bowl season starts, when 51 teams will be on hand for Garrigan Invitational Tournament.
That's the Bear Fact this week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.